This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Actually, Saturday Magazine is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia Driving Change. We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this, what was it, 3rd of February, 2024 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel, I'm Macca. My co-host is the Balkan bombshell, Nevena Sporoska. James is on the phone and reception. And special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brooke, and Paul Scott Williams, our news legend. Good morning, Paul and Nevena. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome back to Australia, Macca. We're looking forward to hearing all about your recent trip to Singapore.
Thank you.
A new friend that you made, and something, it's like something borrowed, something blue, and something that you brought back that I'm looking at in the studio. It's standing out.
Yes.
And it's really garnering attention.
It is, isn't it?
Who do we have on the show today, Macca?
Okay. We have Associate Professor Ben Phillips from ANU. And Ben's going to talk to us about the Stage 3 tax cut changes, who they benefit, and perhaps who's upset about them.
In particular, I'm very interested about talking with Professor Ben about the politics of this.
Yes.
Because it's an interesting policy area and not one that gets discussed very often, Macca.
Well, taxation is a bit like farting in a lift.
Oh, God.
It's not something anyone ever wants to do, and changing the taxation system is political poison.
Mm.
And because no matter what position you take, the other side of politics usually takes the opposite position, even though if they're in government and advocating for a change, often it will be different position to what they had in opposition. So it's not even virtue signalling. It's a signal where it has no virtue. So that'll be interesting. Then we've got the new Federal Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Rosemary KS, is that how it's spelled?
I think so.
Yep.
So Rosemary's recently been appointed, and this is one of her first interviews with media, so we're really, really looking forward to speaking with her.
Yep. Then there's a new show on Joy, The Eye in Us, which actually starts next week on the 7th of Feb at 7 p.m. We're going to speak with Paul Byrne Moroney about that show. That's an exciting addition to the Joy grid.
I've got you. Then we're going to be speaking with Luz Elena Arande, who is joining us from Midsummer.
That's
we're
right.
going to be talking about how arts strengthen LGBTI voices in the Global South.
In the Global South.
And after that,
Professor,
what's happening? Professor Zachary Cooper. So we're going to be discussing AI technology and embedded biases with one of the world's leading researchers and academics on artificial intelligence.
Yes, which is not in the federal parliament. and then we're speaking with Matteo as well, Matteo Vergari from Deakin University on a new study from the US. But also, you know, stuff that Matteo's been blogging about the impact of hate crimes on victims and who is actually the most affected.
And how it affects people, most importantly.
Yes.
So this is some new research that we'll be delving into shortly.
Yeah.
We've just had a text in, Macca, from 317, and 317 saying, welcome back, Macca and Nevena. Can I ask the panel about the Nemesis documentary? I'm going to say put a pin in it because I'm watching it tonight.
Okay. Won't give too much away because Nevena hasn't seen it yet. So the first episode was last Monday. Second episode is next Monday, and the third episode is the following Monday. It's about the leadership or the rotating prime ministership between Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, and Scott Morrison. And, you know, 317, what always amazes me about this is when you see, you know, when you watch it, And it's not just current serving politicians, but past politicians. And they're giving their view and little anecdotes about what happened. And I sometimes watch that and I think, what were you thinking? Not what were you thinking what you did during those leadership challenges? What are you thinking now when you're telling us some of the, you know, the behind stories about it? And I just think, you know, often with politicians, there's an old line, how do you know when a politician is lying? Usually when their lips are moving. But you watch some of these people and you think about some of the statements they made at the time and what they're now saying. And this also goes for the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd government, you know, the series about that, you know, the series, you know, about Australian prime ministers. And how backbenchers and ex-ministers and party officials, some of the things they say, really, it's like you really do live in a bubble, because when we watch it, we go, you're actually full of
beep.
Yeah. And because it's at odds with what you said at the time. And, you know, they're virtue signalling where the signal has no virtue. They have no virtue. They're lying turds.
And I don't want to spoil it either. Good morning, everyone. Nevin, I won't spoil it for you. However, I also think, Macca, they've got some amnesia as well, because they seem to have forgotten some of the things they've yes. said and some of the things they've done. And I found some of the commentary quite contradictory, surprisingly.
Yes.
But yeah, a fascinating insight into what people really think, and also a fascinating insight into people's values.
Yes.
And politics, you know, in a lot in public relations, they say you always have the element of surprise when you tell the truth. In politics, you never have the element of surprise because you rarely tell the truth.
So we've got a few more texts. 317 says, no spoilers, Nevena. Wait till you see what Tony Abbott said to Turnbull after he lost the leadership spill. It's Gold TV. I cannot wait. We've also got a text from John from Vermont South saying, Macca, there's probably at least some artificial intelligence in federal parliament. It's the natural stuff that isn't there. And finally, we've got a message from little Jason in Heidelberg saying, woohoo, I'm looking forward to hearing your phone in with Paul, who I'm co-hosting with on The Eye in Us. Can't wait to listen to that,
oh, fantastic.
Jason. And Macca, if anyone else wants to text us today, it's 0427 569 949. Join the conversation. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with our first guest.
Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.